The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. We got a creaky door this morning, and her name is Randy Shannon. She's been underneath the air conditioning vent at the state fair, and she's our official frog for waking up. You wanna croak a couple times, Randy?
Woo-woo! Good morning, everyone. Yes.
So you are listening to Waking Up in America. We're a dynamic radio magazine with dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by the cloning company, drval.com, and 42action.org. Now, Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. I just like to put that out into the atmosphere every week. Thank you, Bob. We totally appreciate that. Hop on over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com. Tweet Randy at Randy, R-A-N-D-I, at Randy Shannon, so it's R-A-N-D-I-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. You might hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing as we call in from our homes and offices around the world. See that? Around the world, Thailand this morning, to cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out into the world and get that which is yours, and always include a prayer for celebration of our Republic of the United States of America. Today we ask for your respect for our animal friends as well as for each other in our communities. We are a nation structured in Christian values. The Ten Commandments work, guys. Let's just keep reinforcing them because we need to be the stronger voice. So, as I said, we've got a very special guest today from Thailand. Her name is Drewanna Johnston. I discovered this amazing woman through my friend Roseanne Mongeau, because she and I have been fighting a good fight for years with all the different creditors and bankers and things like that, because we know that so much of this stuff is just all made up. So, delighted to have you here today, Drewanna.
Thank you.
I'm just going to ask old Croaky to tell us what was happening at the fair, and then we'll give her voice a rest, and then we'll bring you in. So, oh, by the way, this is the week of my 75th birthday, so I'm expecting lots of big gifts, universe.
And, oh, wow. Congratulations.
Drewanna just may be one. I'm going to court on Monday. I've been at it for 7.5 years with Indy Mac Bank, and the truth of the matter is I actually, when I'm not concerned about what I'm doing in court, I'm actually having fun with it. So, Randy, Croaky, tell them what you were doing at the fair, because I think that piece of equipment that you've got for longevity is just unbelievably great.
Yeah, it's incredible, and we have been absolutely swamped. I've been nonstop talking since Wednesday, and I am under the air vent that is cooling the building of over 400 vendors, so we're directly under it. Literally, my hair blows because it's blowing so hard. We have a scanner. It's an FDA-approved scanner. You put your hand on it, and it sends little impulses into your hand, and your body responds to it, and it's done in a matter of minutes, and it comes back to us on the computer with what your body is deficient in. And it's based on what we call 76 biomarkers. and you have a little circle, almost like a cell, and it shows these little lines that are in the biomarker and outside of the biomarker, and the ones that are outside of it are things that are happening inside of your body, and you don't necessarily know it. A lot of people are coming back with, they have calcium deficiency issues, there's blood sugar level issues, you know, just overall unhealthy. We had a guy who has been using our longevity products for about 2 years, and his biomarker came back yesterday at a 17, which is excellent. And then you've got somebody who's the same exact age, not using our products, not as healthy as him, and they've got 46 biomarkers out. And so all they need to do is take the minerals, supplement their body's immune system, and we fuel it to, you know, these minerals, the omegas, the vitamins, et cetera, they're pure sources. They come from our mines. Joel Wallach owns the mines. And if there was a Garden of Eden in this country, it's Cache Valley, Utah, and that's where these mines are. And so this gentleman, who's been on the product for 2 years, has an incredible biomarker. And then you take it and compare it to an exact woman of the same age and comes back with 46 out. That's the difference of being healthy and not healthy.
Wow.
Supplementing your body, not supplementing your body.
Wow, Randy, that's amazing. And that totally fits in with our Happily 200 game that we're playing here at Waking Up in America. And Happily 200 is a quality of life and paradigm altering game, which I've been developing in Landmark Self-Expression and Leadership course. And actually, you can get the Ron Zeller's book, Aging or Ageless, right over there at our website. It's on the webpage. And that book inspired me, and so did my mom, and so did the Happy Healthy Hundreds and the Holy Bible.
And there's an incredible book. There's another incredible book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie by Joel Wallach.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's supposed to be
it
good.
Is.
And what's
it's
cool when you take on what Randy's talking about? I'm sorry, Croaky.
it's okay.
She's really going to live to be 200 if there's any chance.
I am.
This woman will pull it off. I want you to know that you may not be hearing the strength that I know. This is a triathlete croaking at you right now. But what I want to do is invite our listener. Where can you go to get a reading on this thing anyplace else? Who has these little machines?
It's called a Zytoscanner. Of course, I have one when I'm in Miami. They can all come see me. But there is longevity distributors from coast to coast that have these. And all you have to do is find a longevity distributor. Or call us and we'll get you hooked up.
Yeah, it's right over on our website, okay? So this is an invitation for you to check out longevity. And actually, longevity, Dr. Wallach is part of the Happily 200 conversation, because when I was investigating this possibility, it's a life changer, okay? When I was investigating this possibility, one of the things that came up was Dr. Wallach was being interviewed by Barbara Walters, and he was saying that at this time, children born at this particular time have the possibility of living to be 150 years old. Well, I did that because I wanted to change the way I was looking at things, okay? So this game offers you a different view of what is known and the benefits of other points of view. This breaks up a paradigm, because we are scripted, just like Druanna Johnson is going to be telling us about how we're scripted financially. We're scripted age-wise as well, and what Randy's pointing to is the fact that when people are deficient, they don't have the same quality of life. It's that simple. So when you take on a paradigm shifter like the possibility of living to be 200, the whole thing shifts. For Druanna, have you ever gone firewalking?
No, I haven't, but I have always wanted to try.
Yeah, and Randy and I have, okay?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How was the experience?
It was remarkable. In fact, I couldn't even quite grasp that I personally was doing it. Okay, until the next day when I could smell the wood in my pants. I mean, it didn't click with me until the next morning when I smelled.
Wow.
My trousers were hanging up in the bedroom, and I went firewalking. Oh my God! It's a paradigm shifter. Okay, and just like time, we have we believe that time is linear in a tube torus. That's a paradigm shifter, okay, when you find out that the past, present, and the future are actually available to you in any given moment. And you can find that out by doing remote viewing and learning how to be a remote viewer. That whole process busts up time. So here mm-hmm. we've got this conversation busting up age. We've got another conversation busting up time. And when you take it on, the whole conversation of being happily 200, Druana, can you tell I'm inviting you?
Yeah.
when you take on the possibility, how old are you? Or do you tell?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Oh, thousands of years.
Okay, thousands of years. But in this lifetime,
yeah.
I'm going to be 75 next week, and that's what prompted this conversation, because the oldest person
yeah.
that ever was alive in my family was my aunt died at 103.
Oh,
which is
wow.
pretty old by standards. So.
Right.
I thought, well, you know, if I was really lucky, I could be 100, maybe.
Yeah.
But when I took on the possibility of living to be 200, I wanted to go in for repairs. I was winding up rather than winding down, and that's one of the primary ingredients. You start to seek that which you're missing, which is, so mm-hmm. you're a paradigm buster of your own, Miss Johnson.
Right. Definitely. Well, I am 39. I'm going to be 40 next month. So I am pretty young at the moment, but to others I might be young, but really I don't feel young. I feel like a very old soul. I've been around many lifetimes. We all are, every single one of us mostly, on this planet anyway. But yes, I mean, that is my challenge, is basically busting the paradigm shift.
Yeah.
I mean, the beliefs of even yep. aging, because you know, I'm seeing it on my face now. I'm seeing it, how I am, how I feel. And it's all a belief system, and we have to bust that. It's a belief system. If you've ever heard of, oh, goodness, what was his name? He created the book Biology of Belief.
I don't know
what
that
was
one.
His name. What was his name? Actually, I'm going to type that up. But anyway, he was a cellular biologist. He's still living anyway. And basically, he is talking about...
Well, thank you for giving him back life. You had just
yeah.
put him into the dead zone. So it's good to know he's still alive.
Bruce Lipton.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and he totally bashes down the whole belief that aging is just a belief, mental illness is a belief, any type
yes.
of illness is a belief system. So whenever you get sick or if there's a symptom of some sort, it's because of your belief that you have to shatter, which is, of course, inside your subconscious mind and stuff that is being downloaded even while you were born in, well, while you were in your baby's belly, I mean, your mama's belly, sorry, your mama's belly. So you download all these beliefs, and therefore it becomes a reflection of your life. So we're pretty much, you know, we grow up in a society and school with school, you know, parents telling us how life's supposed to be, teachers, your coworkers, all that, and then you start to realize, whoa, wait a second, this is all a lie.
You were so perfect. You have no idea. I do. Do you know what epigenetic clearing is?
No, I haven't heard the word.
I actually, the conversations that you're having, I actually go in with people. If you go to drvalerie.com, and that's drvalerie.com,
mm-hmm.
I've been working with generational clearing. And when you were talking about illnesses going away and such, I actually had a man that came to me that had diabetes. And within five sessions, the diabetes was actually gone, and we didn't... There was nothing in his life that would indicate why he had diabetes, because it wasn't in the family. And we went back into his history, which you can do that, because any of your family members, Drana, that are incomplete
mm-hmm.
from the past, they actually pass their incompleteness along to you through their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
can access emotion through the DNA, and it was all about his grandmothers in Cuba, and their 18
wow.
children. When Fidel Castro took over, they lost their money and they suffered a lot. And then
they had
huge families. And we went in and we cleared up the grandmothers, and the guy's diabetes was gone. So
wow.
what you're talking about is totally amazing. But the paradigm that I want you to bust up, I want you to put on your soccer shoes.
Yeah,
kick the heck out of this paradigm. of what we go through with the bankers and the bills and such, when a lot of us know that we first got monetized in 1917, I believe, with the first certificates. And it just kept on going. Now, do you know when they brought in Social Security numbers by any chance?
I believe it was sometime around that time, from 1917 to 1930. It was a little before that, actually, the 1930s.
I didn't know if they brought in the birth certificates and the Social Security numbers at the same time. I know they did the Social Security numbers in 1930.
Yeah,
they did the birth certificates.
They did it deliberately because they were trying to say, the birth certificate, they tried to say, it's because, there was a lot of stillbirths, and we want to prevent that. A lot of mothers were dying giving birth, which there were a lot of people that were dying, women dying giving birth, but they ended up using that, if you listen to David Icke, problem reaction solution. So they use that to be like, this is just a new problem, so we're going to create a solution. We're going to use a Social Security number, and we're going to go ahead and get birth certificates now. And really, in all reality, what they've done is just to register us with a corporation, which is the United States.
Right.
And against our will, it was against our will. We didn't know what was going on. We had no idea. The parents didn't know what was going on. So we basically were, we were in a contract without us knowing about it. And by being in a contract, I mean, you can't be in a contract, especially if you're a baby. No one can be in a contract, especially, what is that? It's against, I'm trying to think. I'm still getting over my, my jet lag.
My jet lag.
So if I'm talking a little funny. But no, that's basically what it was. It was beyond the contract. But really, I mean, it started way before that. I mean, let's go to the Vatican. When the Vatican started taking over the Roman Church. I mean, really, it started with
what
that.
What year was that?
That was probably in the 1300s. I believe it was in 1313, I believe, 1300s. That was the Unum Sanctum Trust. And they basically said, hey, we were going to take control of all, the birth certificates and everything, or everybody's souls, really. So
that
really,
would
it's
be souls,
beyond,
wouldn't be birth certificates in 1313.
Right.
13, I don't
think. Well, yeah, the souls. But now, when you think about it, the baptismal certificates, that's part of it. That is a bond. Passports are a bond. Birth certificates are a bond. So in all reality, when we were baptized in the Catholic Church, yeah, that is a bond. That is part of that. So, I mean, the birth certificate didn't start coming around until like in the 1930s when they did the HJR 192 and all that.
Oh,
and it wasn't just United. Yeah, it wasn't just
the birth certificate was 1917, and the 1930s would probably have been the Social Security, maybe, do you think?
I'm thinking about, it could be around that time, yeah.
Yeah.
1917.
So it's a slow progression of taking over everything.
Right. And so basically, I mean, we all think it happened just in America, though. I'm trying to bring it into a global thing because it was global. When they took everyone's gold and silver in 1930s, it happened in Mexico, it happened in Australia, it happened all over the world. Oh, yeah. This is not just the United States. Because everybody's using funny money that has no real backup, no real metal backup. And even in Mexico, when I lived in Mexico, it's the same thing. They used to have silver 50 years ago. They were really using a lot of silver back then. That was taken away from them. So now they're using the CURP. No, not the CURP, sorry. It's called the, goodness, I'm trying to remember. But it's a number that they use. I know, it's a number that they use in Mexico that is very much, it is like a CURP number. Like the Social Security number, they started using that in 2008 when there was a major bailout back in 2008, the big bailout with Obama. So that way they can control their citizens. They're doing the same thing in Mexico. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I noticed a lot of that, and especially when you leave the United States and you go live in another country and you start to see the same thing happening, you'll start to realize, wow.
Yeah.
You really wake up when you leave the country. And that was one of the reasons. I mean, not really the reasons. I started seeing this happening, and they kept talking about the Amero, how the Canada and Mexico and the United States to come together.
I remember that.
And I thought it was, it's not going to happen. But you know what? After living there for 4 years, I start seeing a very slow progression with that, because before, when you rent a house in Mexico, they didn't ask you for, oh, we want a references, we want a background check, we want this. This is totally American. Do you know that in the United States, that in that country in the United States, they're one of the only ones that actually use a credit system, credit score, to see how your credit is before you can even rent a house? Well, I know in California it was bad like that, and this happened back in 2000. In England, they don't do this. Okay? And it's so funny. I had a dream about this last night, and I'm just now remembering. I'm going to bring this up because I was going to do a video, and I get very passionate about it. I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to bring this up on the radio show. I remember back in 2000 when, you know, we were kids, and our credit was, oh, wasn't all that great, 100%. You know, my ex was in the Marine Corps and all that, and we wanted to rent a beautiful apartment in California. But he showed proof, hey, I'm in the military, I get this every month. And you know what they said to us? They said, well, you know what, you have a late payment with Sears.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And we're like, okay, we've never been evicted. We've never been thrown out in our lives. Now I can understand if it shows that we've been evicted and we had an issue with a landlord and whatever. But the fact was, it had nothing to do with us moving in, that they ended up denying us. This is back in 2000. This is in California. Now, we were living in North Carolina before. Things were a lot easier there on the East Coast. When I started realizing this, I'm like, wow, this is really crazy. And now, supposedly, they want to check your credit score before they can even hire you. I mean, it's ridiculous. My fiancé here is from England. I asked him this question. I go, did they ever do that to you? He goes, no. You just rent a house. You just put a deposit, you know, like a normal, you know, tenant, and you just go ahead and rent a house. They don't ever check your credit score. And I'm like, you know, I need to put this up there. I really, because people need to wake up to this. We think it's normal. It isn't normal.
So what,
just
what
even
you,
having a credit report isn't normal.
What did you come up with after you discovered all this awful stuff? I know you're a woman of action. I can
yes.
tell.
Well, see, this is... This wasn't until, like, later on. Well, the first thing, the forensic investigation, we investigate them. We want to investigate these credit report agencies. Do you have your tax registration certificate? We did a forensic investigation on them, and none of them will prove it because they don't. Like, who are they working? Who are they working for? You know, none of these guys who want to check your credit has any paperwork to even be operating lawfully as a for-profit corporation, because that's what they are.
So do you have letters
because
that you
of that,
send them or something?
Yes, that letter, I'm letting everyone go to download. Please do it. Please do it.
Tell them, give it to them again.
Okay, it is. Just look it up. It's under youtube.com/Joanna Johnston. What you will type in, you can even Google it. It's called Deadly Weapon Letters. Very popular now. And this letter was basically created by my mentor, who is a forensic investigator, who knows a lot about, he's from Canada, knows a lot about shutting down billion-dollar corporations by using this type of strategy. He says you can even use this type of strategy even with the courts, which will have them drop the charges against you because they have no proof to be operating a business. They have no proof. So this is what I'm talking about. You know, and so I dreamt of this. How funny, this dream came to me last night, and I woke up with such passion. I'm all, my God, you know what? We're on autopilot, and we think it's normal. Everybody thinks it's normal. You know, I forgot a lot about, because I haven't lived in the States for a while, for 4 years. You know, I decided to make my decision. I said, you know, I'm not going to raise my kids here. And it has a lot to do with more than just the credit system. It has to do with vaccinations and dealing with, we call them baby snatchers. I mean, that's a whole other topic. We're dealing with government who will take your kids just by you disagreeing with them.
Right.
This is horrible. So,
it's,
you know,
right.
If I was single, it's okay. I think it's better to live when you're single and you don't have kids. Sure, deal with it. But when you have children involved, and I get so many clients writing me, oh, my God, they took my kids, that, you know,
right.
Government. And they, yes, I'm sorry.
In California right now, they are in the midst of passing a law that is mandatory for adults as well as children to be vaccinated.
Adults as well as children?
Yep. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's good you got out.
Oh, my. They're going to force this on
adults?
It's
gone through one of the houses, the California houses. I can't remember if it's, you know, if it's the House or the Senate, but it's gone through one of them. It came through the committee at 6-1 recommending it. Forced vaccinations in California will be the first state in the nation.
Okay, well, the number one thing is use that letter, you guys. Please use that letter. It will help you. And
this is good for credit card companies. It's for everybody.
Everybody, girl. And let me tell you why. Those people that are enforcing this on you, do they pay their taxes? Who are these people? Who is this corporation that has the authority to do this against another human being? Ask them for their paperwork. You see what I mean? They're terrorists in the country.
Right. Yep. Paper terrorists.
And throw the letter at them. That's what you do, and that's what I'm having a lot of my students do. And another thing that you can do, you guys, trademark your name. That's another one. Go to, I forgot who it was, a friend of mine, Stellar Viceroy. He actually told me there was a friend of his. He's actually trademarked his name. He went to the federal level. Okay?
Okay.
It takes about 3 to 6 months, and you slap that on your UCC-1, they cannot touch you because, again, you're a walking corporation to them. They're utilizing the corporation scenario, right? So what happens in the world of business? When you trademark something or patent something, they know they can't touch it, right? Same thing with your name. So I'm giving you these clues to protect yourself, you guys.
When
you
trademark your name, do you trade it in upper and lower case?
Yes, you would do it the uppercase, full uppercase, because that is the one that they use, they go after. But even if they somehow, they decide to, we're just going to uppercase lower, it doesn't really matter. It is your name. You know, that is your government franchise name. So take control of that.
Okay, I hate to break in here for something as trite as commercials inside of all of this excitement and charge here. But hey, it's time for us to say thank you to the people that make Waking Up in America possible. So hop on over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter. Check out our sponsors. They're on the right-hand side of the page and at the bottom. And when you sign up for our newsletter, we'll give you the password to let you visit our amazing section of the website. So what can I say here? We've got Kayani who on Wednesday evenings, this wonderful, I call it a superfood. It's called Strong Medicine. That's what Kayani stands for. So if you want to find out more about Kayani, I love this stuff, visit Mary Louise's introduction to Kayani. It's right there on the website. Last week we had Patricia Bragg of Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar on. What a terrific woman. She's the drink of Waking Up in America, and Croaky would be actually really singing her praises if she had any voice left, because we just both get up on Patricia Bragg, don't we, Croaky?
We do. You're cracking me up with that.
I know. So, also Sir Jason Winter Tea. I love this tea. This tea, the man that's called Sir Jason actually got the Sir for putting together this tea, which is a strong building for your immune system. We've got Protandin, which Randy keeps by her bedside because she loves to dream. You should probably get a bottle of it too, Joanna.
Oh.
It really makes your dreams wonderful. It's also a blood purifier.
Ooh.
We've got coningcompany.com, which is where mm-hmm. you get your eustachian tubes squared out. And the eustachian tubes are carry the residue in them from what's been filtered out of your blood by your lymphatic system. And it's an amazing 5,000-year-old process that also they've tried to make laws against in Texas and Florida, because it actually works, and Texas and Florida don't actually work in this particular arena. The people there are actually being cut off in more ways than you can imagine. And that's what happens, is our rights and our preferences get eroded. Aqua Chi. Click in on that one. That's the one. Aqua Chi has also got the telomeres, and so does, I believe, Youngevity. So the telomeres are little caps on your DNA, and as you age, the telomeres shrink, and as you supplement yourself with products, the telomeres actually grow again. So that's part of Happily 200, is we have ways of not just extending life, of having life, because most of what we're suffering from is depletion. We have Marketing with the Stars, and Ra over there sends out 180 to 100,000 emails for you and your product, and I've had very good success with it. I think you'll appreciate what he does. He's over there on the website. We have the Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen, and they're telling us, while we're hearing all these stories about how the Galactics are evil and things of that nature, the Galactic Federation is actually a planetary federation that would appear to be actually protecting us. It seems that we would be into World War III were it not for that. So we thank you, our extraterrestrial friends. DrValerie.com, and that's DrValerie.com. Check it out. I'll give you a complimentary demonstration of the work I do, and I think you'll be profoundly impressed. We have Alkaline Restructured Water with Brooke Peterson. Telephone number 561-628-1845. And by the way, Randy, Brooke did sign up for crowdfunding, and she's ready to
Great.
Go. And I'm very happy about it, because Brooke Peterson has been a stand for health in my life for over 20 years. She used to be on Waking Up in America, and she's just a remarkable human being. So if you want to find out about some very interesting stuff, talk to Beverly Brooke Peterson at 561-628-1845. And, you know, munch on a little salsa while you're at it from our friends at El Pinto Restaurant, a destination restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And back to the dynamic and desirable Gerardo Johnston from Thailand. Okay. I'm actually going to court on Monday. We were having a conversation about that, and I want to share some of this with our listeners. I've actually been in the foreclosure process for 7.5 years, and I've gotten very close to exiting more than once, but something comes in at the last moment that doesn't let my paperwork be accepted. So I'm just plugging along. I want you to have hope. I want you to know that there's plenty of things that are available for you to do. I actually already have a UCC number, Drawna.
Oh, okay.
FYI. So I don't have to, you know, I'm sure I can use that somehow.
Yes, well, see, that's the thing. A lot of the UCC ones, what I would do, if I were you, I would update that, upscale that, I guess you can say, and make sure that you put non-adverse, that you're non-adverse, you're not at war, protected by Geneva Conventions. Or Geneva and
Hague. Where do you put the
non-adverse? Well, you want to do that on, let's see, you could do that on the collateral area, but there's a big list that what we put. Actually, I would be happy to read it off if you don't mind what we do.
Okay,
and
go for it.
That way I have no problem sharing. Let me go ahead and actually find it. I got my all my files here. It's going
You're
to blow your mind.
Organized. Are you an organized person?
Sometimes I'm not. Even though I'm a Virgo.
But right now you are. You're pretty good right now.
I'm like,
that's good.
I'm like the scattered the scattered professor, you know? A lot of things, I have so many things out there that I just, okay, here we go. This is what we put on there, okay, to give you guys a little input here. In the collateral area, we say, today this financing statement is made in good faith by this non-adverse, non-belligerent, non-combatant party as service and notice of maritime lien, Title 46, USC, 31.343 and Article 1 and Article 5 of the International Convention on Maritime Liens and Mortgages, 1993, held at the Palais des Nations, Geneva, from 19 April to 6 May, 1993, United Nations. This maritime lien is under safe harbor and sinking funds provisions through the prescription of the law of necessity and the doctrines of unconscionability and la mort sacit le vif in accordance with applicable laws, cardinal orders, ordinal orders, and commercial standards, in return for consideration given in the face amount and mileage rate for special drawing rights as a nation state foreign reserve currency, conversion in both cardinal order and ordinal order for the sum of $10 quintillion.
I don't even know how to spell that.
About $100 billion. And the reason why we came up with that is because of all the comprehensive annual financial reports. We forget about that. In each state, it is worth, it's in the billions. Okay, it's through
and
our
you're
signature.
You're echoing just a little bit.
Okay.
Are you on speakerphone or something like that?
No, I'm actually on my headset.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, because I can hear a little echo.
Oh,
that's better. What did you just do?
Okay. So pretty much what that is, we have to add also the comprehensive annual financial report because that is the slush funds. Okay. With every time that you sign your signature at the grocery store, what do? They sell it at to other foreign investors.
And yeah, the grocery store?
Any place that asks for, please, can you please sign your signature?
Why do they want, what does it
You are the creditor. That's why you are the creditor, and that creates a slush fund. I mean, that's one of the things that creates slush funds. And if you've ever listened to Walter Burian, he even talks about the CAFRs. Very, very important. It's not just the birth certificate. It's also the comprehensive annual financial reports. You're going to find out. That in each state is worth, it depends. In California, it's $56 billion, if you're from California, which I am from. And what happens is each person should be getting paid that money. Okay, now think about it this way. You know, like the Native Americans
right.
that have their community, like the Cherokee Nation, whatever. They distribute the money among their tribe, right? They
right.
make a cut. Why don't the persons get money? We are all shareholders of the corporation. We should be getting a piece of the pie.
We're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell them about that.
Well, we are traded on the stock exchange. Birth certificates, other bonds, passports, you name it. And we're shareholders of a corporation. We should be very rich right now. Let's put it that way. Okay. We should be very wealthy. I mean, I don't want to bag on the corporation. That's not what I'm here for. It's big. They're huge. But that's why we try to deal with them in a very non-adversarial way. We don't try to fight with them. We say, hey, you know, we're secure creditors. We know that we're creditors here, and we're here to help. We're here to help with the debt. It's only on the public side, not on the private side. You know, let's try it. You know, you scratch our back, we scratch yours. You know, we try to be as positive as we possibly can because we are dealing with a big fish that's been controlling the human species for many, many, many thousands of years.
Right.
Top 13 thousands of years, you know, I mean, and these are not human, okay? I mean, I sometimes tell some of my students that some of them aren't open to it, some of them are. They just want to think of, 1933, that's when it all happened. No, it goes way beyond that.
Well, have you know anything about the Sumerian texts?
Yes, I do. A little
because
bit of that I've heard.
That's a quarter of a million years it goes back.
Yeah. Well, from I've by the way, you brought up Sheldon Neidl. I went to a couple of his seminars.
I love him.
Workshop. Yes, I went to one in Oahu back in 2004, October. I was there. So I've been a student of his, and the reason why I even know about this information in the beginning was because of a friend of mine years ago that I met back in 2004. His name was Eddie, or El Hadi, who was the inventor of the air cars that run on air, MDI. And he told me all about Sheldon Neidl, David Icke, Alex Jones, everybody.
Right.
And he
I'm
was
still
going
concerned because I'm hearing feedback. It's like there's
okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah. There's something that happens after you speak. There's a kind of like a little echo. So we can probably work with it. I just want the listeners to know
okay.
that part of what we're going through is this call is from Thailand and. So if you're, it sounds like somebody talking in the background is what it sounds like.
You know what, I hear that too, but it's not coming from here, from where I'm at.
So maybe it's our caller. Or maybe it's
or
Randy,
maybe
I don't know. Can you guys check your phones? I don't hear it now.
It's not on my side for sure. I'm muted, I'm good.
Okay, well, we're just going to power through this thing, Truhana.
No problem.
What you're talking
but
about.
That's
so
not,
how do they
yes,
apply all of this stuff immediately? Because we're in the last, you know, like 10, 15 minutes of the program.
Exactly. Well, just let me know that was my whole awakening. That's how it all started was back in 2000 and for 2005 when I met this guy.
I'm impressed because yeah. That's when it started for me too, but you've gotten a lot further than I have.
Wow. Really, back then, huh?
Right. Interesting. Well, in 2005, I was a millionaire.
Wow.
And I was actually owned land in Mexico and things like that.
And oh,
I owned
gosh.
Land in the Hawaiian Islands and, you know, condo hotels and all of this stuff. So,
wow.
And I knew there was something going on. You know, it was totally clear that there was something going on, but I'm a smart aleck, and I thought I could figure him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they started putting out the 0% credit cards, I knew they were something. And I wanted to know how it worked.
See, I didn't know. I thought that was awesome. Oh, wow.
No, I was suspicious the moment it happened. I thought, these puppies, they're trapping us. So I had like $400,000 in credit cards.
Mm.
And I went and bought land with it. It was great. And I owned houses in Idaho and all kinds of stuff. And then I'd roll them over, so I didn't mind. But as soon as things started slipping, then all of a sudden I was... When it started to happen, I went, okay, so this is how it works, right? This is what they've been doing. This is how it works. Now we're thoroughly in debt.
Yeah, it's all been designed. We all know that. And,
right.
And they've been playing us
for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, you know... a lot of our listeners are, a lot of people that were millionaires. When I was a millionaire, I only know one that's still a millionaire. So even people that had really collected a lot of money and put together a lot of things, they're in the scrunch too. So you were talking about corporations. And you're talking about secure party creditor. Not everybody's going to go through that process. If it wasn't for Debbie Ringchop, I never would have made it through that paperwork. I cried my way through the secure party creditor paperwork. Because have a head. My head doesn't organize those things well, and Debbie Ringchop is just an amazing human being that helped me through that. Are there things they can do without going through that process? Or do they have to be
secure
party
that they
creditors?
Yeah, well, there's different alternatives. One way is to do the forensic investigation, download that letter, and it can help you a lot.
Okay,
and you don't
that's
have to
a really
be
good
creditor.
Thing to give. Okay.
Yes, and that is going to probably take thousands of stuff off your, thousands of dollars off your credit report. Because why? None of these corporations, let me say it again, have their paperwork to even pass orders, judgments against you. So when you go after them in that way, you basically letting them know, hey, you know what? If you cannot show me your paperwork, you know, I will go to Interpol for this because you're going against, the convention, Geneva. And because we're not at war. We're not at war with them. When we start to tell them, hey, I'm not at war with you guys. You're at war. We're all at war. We've been under martial law for a long, 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 long time. This is World War III. Okay? We have been under this. So now it's just waking up and letting them know, hey, we're not at war. We're waving the white flag here. We're being protected by Geneva Conventions and The Hague here. Okay? So we're going to upscale our UCC-1. We don't need to deal with this. And you know what? We are having a lot of successes. If you want to hear some of my testimonials,
I do.
Please go to soundcloud.com/... Germana.
You're cutting in and out a little bit, Joanna.
Okay. It's Sound Cloud.
Oh, Sound
like
Cloud.
Like the cloud, the fluffy cloud. Yes. .com/ Joanna Johnston, spelt the exact same way. I have people that have gotten rid of their car loan. Mortgage, stopped the foreclosure, stopped taking a lot of student loans. I mean, we're able to discharge thousands of dollars in student loans. You get to hear their testimonial. I even have proof on my website, which is securecreditor.com. That's secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, creditor.com. If you are interested in my services, I'm offering an e-course where it walks you through five videos from my last webinar in April So you can do it yourself, which is a lot less, or we can do the paperwork for you. But we're having a lot of successes and a lot more this year than any other year. It's
really
amazing.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, it has a lot to do with the information and my students actually having the balls to go forward and doing it.
What about the ones that don't have balls in there?
Well, what I do is I tell them, just do the forensic investigation letter first. And a lot of times, you know what, they don't even have to discharge the debt. But the way that my students have discharged the debt, we utilize the IRS and the local treasury of your state. And that has been very successful. You don't have to send it to D.C. We send our packages to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I was
very
part
successful.
Of that.
Oh, yeah. And they are actually honoring them, which is really cool because student loans are very difficult. And it has been difficult for many years. And finally, just the most recent recipe of putting things together, let's say, is they're honoring
that. One word can make a difference.
Oh, yeah, and doing it in a very non-adversarial way. And my story was child support. I had an ex-husband that was after me. He wouldn't let me see my daughter since she was 4. And he made it difficult. He had me thrown in jail, kept me
Good
from my
Lord.
Daughter. And this is what got me on the path, really finding answers. And so finally, 2 years ago, I did the secure creditor way of doing this, and one of my students were very successful just sending it to the IRS, our UCC-1 with the statement and the way that we're accepting them. And I haven't heard nothing from them since. This is back in 2013 in September. So that's what got me so passionate about helping others, because if I would have known this technology back then, it would have saved me a lot. You know,
yeah.
Everybody kept telling me, oh, go to lawyers. You can't fight them. You have to have a lawyer. You know what? If I would have known this information back then, I would have got his head. Believe me.
Well, you know, it's funny.
What about the whole going into private? Have you done that? Did you do like?
Yes, I'm on the private side.
You are on the private.
Yes.
I wanted to know. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I'm on the private side. When I became a secure creditor, I became private. And the way you do it, you basically do your package and you send them a notice, letting them know, hey guys. You know, I'm not here to fight. I'm just letting you know. I'm putting you on notice that who I am now. Here's my notice statement, which is a very powerful letter, but that's part of the package. You got to be a secure creditor for that. And when you send them that, then they basically, you know, they realize, oh, crap, okay. They deal with you in a different manner, and you use the IRS as your buddy. They're the ones that's going to help you with discharging debt and your local treasury.
Yeah, well, I got all those fraud. We're going to sue you for fraud letters from the IRS.
Oh, those are fun. I've dealt with those too, and they don't do anything. They've never come after me. So
how could they? They were even the letter. The letter they sent me that they were going to sue me for fraud was for tax evasion. I wasn't evading any taxes. I mean, it didn't even apply. It was like, oh, let's give her the worst letter we've got. Oh yeah, it's for tax evasion. Okay, we'll pop that off. But
oh,
I tried circulating it between all the different IRS offices and such, and I just kept running into the fraud letters. So I'm happy
right.
to run into you.
And let me give you an input real quick before I go here. I want to tell you guys something. One of my students is finding out this as well. I mean, I have students, too, that are teaching me some things. I mean, they're using my technology, but they're doing other things as well. They're gutsy, real gutsy in your face. They ended up finding out that when you do not register your business, okay, the IRS doesn't come after you. They have you registered because you're giving ownership over to them,
mm-hmm.
which is true. Now, he said that the time that he registered his business, then the IRS was after him, right? But all the other years he's been in business without registering, they wouldn't even calculate those years. So I'm just letting you guys know, it's a little input. If you have a business online or whatever, you can get away with it. Don't ever register your business.
When you say
you're
registered,
giving ownership,
you mean
away.
With the IRS or fictitious
yes.
name statement, or what are you thinking
Or
about?
Anything. Registration means give ownership over to them.
But
and
then people say, well, my name isn't protected, the corporation name, whatever. So if you have a John's Plumbing Store, then if somebody goes and registers it, then they can actually compete and win. They'll get the name. Is that not true?
Well, it all depends. It all depends. If you register your name with the, I'm talking about the business name, not your birth certificate name.
Right,
your business
right.
company name.
When you do that, you basically give ownership away. This is before you even know, you know, the secure creditor way. Now, even if you did, you can still discharge the debt real easy, and they work with you. They're cool the way that you do it because they know your signature is currency. And, you know, the IRS, by the way, you know that they don't take FRN notes. They only take signatures most of the time.
Mean, they don't take what kind of notes, did you say?
Our Federal Reserve notes. They want it like maybe a check, maybe a signature, a credit card.
Huh.
If you go pay them straight cash, a lot of times they won't take it.
Interesting.
Because they're going to monetize your signatures, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Your signature is always being monetized. So once you know that you're a secure creditor, you're on the private side, and you are a creditor, and you can just resolve it in that way.
Drew, I saw a banker's letter from the 1880s,
mm-hmm.
and it was talking about United States citizen, and so they were cattle.
Uh-huh.
And so how are we used for collateral? Because I think that's what it is, right?
Well, yeah. Well, let me tell you, the reason why, let me give you the input here. We come from the dirt. We come from Mother Earth, okay? They cannot put a lien on the land. They cannot put a lien on the land at all.
What are property taxes?
The only way, hold on. The only way that they can put a lien on the land is they put a lien on you because you come from the land. You are the real estate. You're the property. So when you sign a signature, they slap a lien on it. They cannot put on a lien on anything that is immovable. It has to be movable, which is us. We come from the land.
So how do you own the land without them getting involved?
What was that?
How do you actually own the land then without them taxing you and everything else forever?
Well, see, that's the whole point is waking. That's the whole awakening here. We got to wake up. The only way out of the system is you got to let them know who you are, and you got to call them. You got to call their cattle black. You got to say, hey, I'm not at war with you, and I know that my signature is worth limitless credit. It's limitless. You cannot put a number on it. So that's pretty much what happens. You are the creditor. When you do a mortgage, when you sign a mortgage, it's against yourself. You are the one they put a lien against because you're movable from the earth. That's just all you have to know. That is why you're so powerful. That's why they need you so bad. So every time you sign that signature, I mean, it's amazing what they've done. They're pretty, I mean, I have a video that will tell you the whole history. I mean, I can't get into it all. It goes with Abraham Lincoln. When he issued the greenback, what happened back then, he was actually our last president, according to, you know, the history that we all are learning here. Even Karen Hudis, if you've ever heard of her, she even talked about
this. Oh, yeah,
she's
been on Waking Up in America.
Yeah, she's hot. She's very hot. And she's been wanting to talk to me for a while. I've been so busy, but I there is going
to
be a show with her, and I know there will be.
I want you to do me a favor, okay?
Okay.
And my favor is that when you talk to Karen Hudis, please tell her that Valerie Kirkgaard is not a terrorist.
This is for you and me.
Oh, that you're not terrorist. What happened?
I will tell you after the show is over. Oh,
goodness.
He's playing our music, and I didn't realize that we have little time left. So this program is brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media Radio Partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Debbie Evden, Carol Fanning, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams. We thank our producers and sponsors. A big thanks to Ron at Bless His Heart, Ron Hayes, to John Young at Totally Gospel. A big thanks to Ron Simon, Tramell Hubbard. Thank you, Merci beaucoup, to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Do a misfit a day. Give somebody a boat. Take charge and follow up on what Druana Johnson is telling you, because she is giving you absolutely pure gold. So there will it be on replay. You can pick all this up on the website. Randy Froki, I love you.
Thank you, Mike. You rock, Johnny. You were awesome.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.